Hello, my name is Will, and I'm conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School. And I would like to get your opinions on some issues of the day. In Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhoods. We would like to hear from you about your experiences with and the perceptions of the Boston Police Department. This survey will only take a few minutes to complete and ask about some sensitive topics and appreciation for you sharing your time and opinion. You will receive a $10 gift card. If you complete the survey, you also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. We're going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answers to questions are anonymous. Will you prefer to continue in English or Spanish?
English. Quick question. Will my answer affect the police department?
No. No, it's for private investigation.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Do you currently live in Boston?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you mind sharing your zip code?
02126.
Thank you. What would you say your gender is? Do you identify as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. I'm sorry, just part of the survey. I don't mean no disrespect by it.
Okay, I'm just glad you used the right word, something else.
Well, you know, some people identify as non-binary, non-conforming.
That's it. If you're not a male or a female, you're an itch.
Okay. How old are you? Are you between 18 to 29, 30 to 44, 45 to 59, 60 to 74, or 75 plus?
33.
Thank you. What would you say is your ethnic or racial background? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, Hispanic Latino, Middle Eastern, North African, or two or more races?
Caribbean, black Caribbean.
Thank you. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? Did not complete high school diploma, or GED, attended college but did not complete college?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you attend and finish, or you just attended but then did not complete?
Finish.
Okay. Thank you. And the next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, will you say your physical health is poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you. In general, would you say your mental health is poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Good so far.
Okay, thank you. Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often do you have trouble falling asleep? Never? About once per week? Few times a week, or every day?
About 3 times per week.
Thank you. How often do you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Never? About once per week, few times a week, every day?
2 times a week.
Thank you. How often do you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Never? About once per week, few times a week, every day?
Have an intake always.
Every day?
Yeah, I have an infant, so yeah, pretty much every day.
Okay, thank you. The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Not being able to control worrying, not at all, sometimes, more than half the days, nearly every day?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay. What about feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
Maybe depressed.
Some days? More than half the days? Okay, thank you. What about having little interest or pleasure in doing things?
Some days.
Okay. What about feeling nervous, anxious, or on the edge?
Some days.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? High blood pressure, yes or no?
No.
No? An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, or the like?
Postpartum depression.
Okay. What about a substance use disorder?
Nope.
No. What about heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
Nope.
Okay. Diabetes?
No.
Okay. What about overweight or obesity?
I think I'm overweight right now, but yeah, that's good. I wasn't told by him, but yeah.
Okay. Here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other. The following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors will act if serious issues develop in your neighborhood, like a rise of petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times. How likely is it that your neighbors will come together to do something about it? Will you say very unlikely, somewhat likely, or very likely?
Sorry, could you repeat that, please?
The whole question?
Yeah, something about my neighborhood, where they're coming together.
Yeah, if okay, let me repeat the whole thing. Here are some questions about what you think of your community and the relationships.
This is it, because I was dealing with something, that's why. I'm sorry.
If serious issues develop in your neighborhood, like the rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times, how likely is that your neighbors will come together and do something about it? Will you say very unlikely, somewhat likely, or very likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. Have there been social get-togethers like block parties or gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Will you say yes or no?
In the past year, no.
Yeah, no. Okay. Now I would like to ask you about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Where my racial group is concerned, I'm sorry, ma'am?
Go ahead.
Okay. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, or neither agree nor disagree?
Based on my personal experience or in general?
Based on your personal experience and what you've been able to appreciate around you?
Not at all.
Okay, not at all. So you strongly disagree with that?
That they are aggressive? No, they're not aggressive.
Yeah.
They're really nice, actually.
Okay, thank you. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement?
That they receive what?
In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge.
Agreed.
Somewhat agree? Okay.
Yeah.
People of my racial group should be suspicious of criminal justice system.
Yes.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. People of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before something, before someone gets hurt.
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Law enforcement officers have the best interests of people of my racial group in mind.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. People of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. Yes, so you know we almost done. You can answer these questions yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Have they been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
Kind of.
Okay. The options are either yes or no.
Yes.
Okay. Have they been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members?
Yes.
Thank you so much. The next set of questions are about whether you or anyone in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race? Yes or no?
Not that I know of, so no.
Okay. Have you ever felt the police stopped or follow you just because of your racial background? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. We are now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police and law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you. Have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. Have you ever been arrested?
No.
Thank you. Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested?
No.
Thank you. These questions are for respondents who have had contact with police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions with a yes or no. Have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched you for no reason? Yes or no?
No.
No. Have they accused you of having or selling drugs?
No.
Have they treated you unfairly because of how you dress?
No.
Have they arrested you for something you did not do?
No.
Have they followed you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
No.
Have they been verbally abusive to you?
No.
What about physically abusive?
No.
Have they ever assumed that you are a thief?
No.
Have they ever pulled you over for no reason while you were driving?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. My feelings about this incident are kind of numb. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, neither agree or disagree with that statement?
I did not hear what you said.
My feelings about this incident are kind of numb.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Can you hear me?
No,
yeah,
can you hear me now? Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me repeat the question. Thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. My feelings about this incident are kind of numb. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement?
Neither agree nor disagree.
Thank you. I try not to talk about the time I was stopped. Same option.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. I try not to remember and think about this incident.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to.
Agree. Totally agree.
Thank you. Reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, trouble breathing, nausea, or a pounding heart.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. Please tell me to the extent to which... Yeah, almost. We only have 20% more. Please tell me to the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about things that have happened since your encounter with police. My friends have treated me with more respect. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat disagree? Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, or neither agree nor disagree?
Neither agree nor disagree.
Okay. People are more uncomfortable around me.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. People have used the fact that I was stopped to hurt me.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. I feel like I'm being watched or tracked.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. I think it is a good idea to keep my past experiences with the police a secret.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. I will be less likely to apply for a job if I knew that the employer will ask about my past experiences with the police.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Okay, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you and others you know. Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school. Do you agree, disagree, neither agree, or disagree with that statement?
I strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you so much. I am less likely to call the police when I'm in need.
I agree.
Okay, thank you. The behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with a noticeable law enforcement presence.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Law enforcement has made my community feel safer.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. Okay, we are done. These last questions are for statistical purposes. What is your current employment status? Are you without a job and not looking for work, without a job and looking for work, retire, employ, homemaker, student, self-employed?
Homemaker.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your current marital status? Divorce, cohabiting outside a marriage, married, separated, single,
married.
Never married. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
How many children do you have? 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 or more?
Two.
Two, thank you. How many adults, 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household?
Three,
thank you. What is your household total income from all sources? I will read the categories. Just stop me when I get to the right one. Under 20K, between 20K and 50K, between 50 and 80K, between 80 and 120, between 120 and 175, between 175 and 250. Yeah, all together.
About 170.
170, okay, thank you. How long have you lived in Boston? 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7 years, 8 to 15 years, over 15 years, or all of your life? Okay. What best describes your current living situation? Are you a homeowner, renter, or paying partial rent with family or friend? Living somewhere I do not pay rent, university housing, or dormitory? Own, okay. Have you ever lived in public housing in Boston, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Please give me the names of two streets that cross closest to your home. Please, as an example, if you live on Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, just say Main Street and Elm Street.
Cummins and Woodhouse.
Can you please spell that for me?
Cummins Highway.
Mm-hmm.
C-U-M-M-I-N.
C-U-M-M-I-N. I-N? Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Woodhaven is W-O-O-D-A-V-E-N.
A-B-E-N?
Yeah.
Okay. The other street?
Oh, Bismarck, sorry.
Okay, can you please spell that for me?
B-I-S-M-A-C-K.
B-A-S?
M-A-C-K.
Thank you.
Bismarck.
Thank you. Okay, will you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with the Harvard researchers about your experiences and perceptions of Boston Police Department for $50 gift card? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Can you please provide me your phone number and email address, please?
Okay. 857-399-5548. May I ask how did you get this number in the first place?
I'm sorry?
My telephone number. How did you get it in the first place?
We do a research with all of the Boston citizens, so we have access to all the numbers in Boston.
Okay.
Okay, can you please repeat the number? I missed it. Okay, email address?
SHQUANAHANSON@yahoo.com.
Let me repeat that for you. S as in single, H as in house, Q as in quarter, U as in U-Haul, A as in animal, N as in nine, A as in animal, H as in husband, A as in animal, N as in nine, S as in single, O as in on, and N as in nine, at yahoo.com.
Yep.
Okay. The area code, you said it was 61. What was the area code?
02126.
No, your area code for your phone number.
Oh, 857.
857. Okay, thank you so much. We'll be in contact. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.